Oh my god, is there a lamp in the car? It's not gonna show up. Hey guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 260.
We've sat here 260 times.
Talking to your face.
What the fuck?
How do we have that
many? Yeah.
With Patreon, probably 360.
Probably 360.
That's, we need to shut up.
It's scary that we have that much to fucking talk about.
And be forgetting shit.
Yes.
That's scary. Shut your mouth for once in your fucking life.
Shut up. God. Oh my God. I'm Crystal.
I'm Patafria.
And we have on
matching Hello Dysfunction pants.
It's fucking uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I tripped over the camera before recording. There almost wasn't a show today.
Yeah.
That's how it goes usually.
Here we are. Oh, I cut my hair off.
Look at that hot piece.
Look at that. Look at that.
That
I did a thing. It's a little mom thing. It's a little mom-ish.
Mom hair. Mm-hmm. No, I think it looks great. Thanks. Fucking love it.
Feels so good. I'm so happy I did it. I was telling her that in the picture that me and Stevie took in front of our birthday cakes this year.
You hear that?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to post it, but my hair looked fried, dyed, and laid to the side. And it was like a gross, like, dishwater fucking color on the bottom.
Had some red undertone to it.
Yeah, it was so ugly. And I noticed it and I was like, oh my fucking God. And I was like, yeah, I got to cut the bottom off.
Immediately.
It's like faded out from the part that used to be black and like was not fading out properly. So it just, it had to go.
It looks really good. And thank I was you. Saying your hair grows so fucking fast that even if you decide you don't like it, your hair will be long in fucking 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. No, lucky. Facts. I was getting it cut and I was thinking, I started off like, oh, I ain't had short hair in a long time. I was thinking ready since high school. I said it and I sat there. And then when I looked at it, I was like, wait a minute. I'm a goddamn liar because I had a full bob in 2020.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how my brain just like erased that. But
I like this style better.
Yeah. It has more shape.
And it fits you. It really fits. Thanks. The shag fits you.
Yeah, I like it. I love how it turned out. So happy to get that done. And we just got back from looking at a house.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
That I really hope I get, but I'm just going to leave it up to the Lord.
At this point.
Yeah, we looked at another one. I don't know if you guys heard on Patreon. We were talking about getting ready to go look at one the other day. I really liked it, but that one's probably not going to come through. So
the owner of the home, this is their very first time renting their home.
I think. Yeah.
They said.
Oh, they did say
yeah.
that? Oh, I didn't know she said it.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
They're very
cautious.
Overly cautious. Overly cautious.
And I understand. Guess is good. Yeah, because it's like she said she raised her kids in that house. And
you could tell it's been very well
loved.
Maintained.
Yes.
Like it's
yeah.
so cute.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's ever going to rent it.
Yeah, exactly. You so today we looked at a different one that is like significantly cheaper, same size or a little smaller.
The closets are really cool.
It has like these weird closets that go into secret rooms
for
and
kidnap
shit. Like
victims.
For, yes, for time out,
for
peas
sure.
and the other kids.
Yep.
It was great. I don't want to get my hopes up too high, but I'm for sure.
The backyard was wonderful.
Yeah. For dance performances and
that's my stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has like
carved my name into it.
Yes, so
with like built-in benches around the stage
for seating, for performance seating.
I'm ready.
Yeah, so you guys cross your fingers, and if I get it, maybe we'll have a little private event or something. I would
a
celebrate.
Dance party.
Yeah, and she could choreograph, and
we're all dancing to Whoomp. There it is.
Oh my god, bitch. Yeah, so I hope I get it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a tired girl. I've been really tired the last few days. I got a prescription I picked up today for a sleeping medication.
Yeah.
It's my brain won't stop, and it's probably stress, but it's just yeah. it's so bad that like I'd be feeling drunk during the day because I'm not sleeping enough at night, and yeah. then Last night we tried to work out and that was a joke on roller skates. That was a joke.
We started to work out 2 hours later than we normally do. It was like damn near 9 o'clock.
We should have just got out of a clown car because we came to play
our
games.
Bodies are so like that. No, for real. It's like when we're used to being in bed
at 9:30,
not sleeping, but being in bed. Oh, relaxed. Yeah. Right. Not only that, the gym was so fucking crowded. It was like a wait for machines and shit, which is never.
Yeah.
When we go at our normal time, we made it through 2 leg exercises and we're like, it'll be a do over.
Yeah.
It'll be a
do-over. We'll do that over.
Which is fucked up because I'm sore from those.
But we usually be ready to go, you know, ready, like and pumped, killing excited. It. Yeah. So I knew. I was like, we're not going to get through this.
Yeah, no.
It's just we got to start earlier.
Definitely.
But we've still been at it, which is good. And I'm noticing changes in my body already. And that's really exciting because I was thinking when I was driving the other day, like if I get surgery, lipo, for example, I take like minimum 8 weeks to heal, right? Minimum. In 8 weeks, I can change my body and become stronger myself.
Yeah. Like, and be stronger like all over.
Yeah. And before, you know, I've never been a workout person. So before I would always think like it's going to take 2 years for me to do what I could go under the knife and do in fucking whatever. But it no, you get results way fucking faster. And I've raved before about how much better I feel.
Yeah.
Like no back pain. That's unheard of. I haven't been getting headaches. I haven't been having neck pain.
I don't even want to say it out loud, but the headache thing, because I've been consuming, I think it's because
the water.
I'm on your water.
It's for sure. You should have listened. It's for sure the water. But I feel hella good. And like in the amount of recovery time it takes, you could really transform hella shit just on 3 days a week.
Yes.
Like, wow, who knew? Yeah, I wish I would have known that. Because to me, it just seems so far-fetched to try to work out and
you thought
target
I was selling
area.
You pipe dreams.
Yeah, I was like, it's going to take too long.
You're like, shut
and
up,
I don't
liar.
Want to. But no, instead of being bruised and look like I got hit by a train for
and
8 weeks.
And taking the risk.
Right.
Because it's a big
it
risk.
It is a risk.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and every time, you know, they're going through scar tissue and shit. So it's more painful.
Yeah.
It's more problems. Each time you go, it just becomes a bigger headache.
My problem I'm finding is my food. It's because, just break it down really quick. When people are like, how do you maintain your shape and blah, blah, blah. It's always unintentional fasting because I'm a grazer, so I eat like a couple bites here and there all throughout the day. I don't eat big meals, right?
Yeah.
And I probably start eating, I don't, maybe at like 1.
Which is bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to consume a certain amount of calories in order to build muscle
and
right?
protein.
Yeah. So that's, and I don't like to feel full. And the amount of calories and macros that I need to satiate my body and build this muscle causes me to feel full and it makes me feel hella gross. I hate it. So I'm like having to baby step.
Yeah.
With food.
I've noticed like
Stevie's like, that's an eating disorder. And I'm like, no, it's not. Cause
I think if it's intentional, it's an eating disorder.
Right.
But if you just can't.
Right.
Because I'm one of those people that will eat like once a day and like eat a lot when I eat, but it'll be that once a day. And then like, I'll have maybe a banana or something like that earlier so that I could take meds.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just drink coffee all day and then eat once, one good big time. That's not good. So, I've been having to like force myself when I can to eat like eggs at some point when I get up and then try to have something like rice cakes with peanut butter in between because rice cakes are just a vessel for peanut butter to me. And I might put banana also. And then like, you know, dinner.
Tuna's a good thing to put on rice cakes too.
I won't do it.
You don't need tuna?
Mm-mm. the smell is chicken. The chicken in a can I could probably do.
That's what I do. I say tuna, I'll but it's really that. Chicken.
Oh, okay. I'll buy that.
I can't eat tuna. It creeps me out.
It just smells so strong. And the color, I can't do
it. I'm not a fan of tuna. Not ahi, not seared ahi, not sashimi, not fucking none of it. Yeah. I hate tuna. Mm-mm. But I mean canned chicken.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
It's good.
Maybe with keto bread or something. Mm-hmm. Or
I would like to just say I tried making the viral fucking cottage cheese flatbread shit.
Oh, right? Did you?
Yeah. It's 2 eggs, cottage cheese, and seasoning, whatever seasoning you want.
How'd it turn out? Not good. It's doable. Is it chewy? I picture it kind of chewy.
It's okay. My problem is when you try to roll it up, it breaks apart. I wouldn't say it's the so yummy I want to do it again.
Okay.
It's doable. If yeah. you really need to get in some extra,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather just drink.
You know what I tried protein. That was disgusting was those, they're like egg protein wraps.
Oh,
and they're
like wraps, but
made from egg whites or something. Good. No, the texture is like you're eating a dish towel. They're fucking disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like,
that's
maybe
so disappointing.
Maybe if I like lightly fried it a little bit or something, I could change
it some different texture.
Yeah. But the texture is so bad. Like I can't, I think I finished the pack I had just because I'm cheap and I didn't want to throw it away, but it was like,
and texture matters.
Like, yeah. It was like huge. Spongy. It was like biting into. To sponge, it was disgusting. I'll never buy them again.
Fuck.
But they're like high protein, so I was like, oh, maybe these will be good. No,
just kidding.
You could just get the I've been getting these tortillas that are protein tortillas, but they're like made from pea protein or something, vegetable, your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're actually good. They're good to me. I like them, so I just stick to buying those.
I get these I forget the name, but they're flaxseed bran and something else protein wraps. I really like the texture, the flavor.
I'll look at them or send me a picture so I know, because I want to try some different ones.
They're good. This is now a fitness health podcast.
We're fitness girlies. This is a fitness page.
Get on board.
Hello.
New life.
Yeah, new life.
Speaking of fucking new life, I love to say those things as a segue. Speaking of,
because
I sound professional.
Yeah.
With
your cigarette.
Right. That I've been holding for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Will's, one of Will's.
I want to hold one.
Hold it, girl.
Okay.
Okay, one of Will's longtime childhood friends stopped by today. One of his longest best friends. Family, basically. I love him. But he had called me and he was like, hey, so he had went to Israel, Palestine a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The church he goes to, the woman there runs a pro-Palestinian organization that helps Palestinian people. So he went with a group over there.
Did he go on a free Jewish trip?
No.
Or did he go on?
Okay. No, he paid for it.
Okay. And this was in support of Palestine?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so he had called me and he was like, hey, I want something I want to give you. Are you home? And I'm like, yeah, come by. So we had went to a shop in, I want to say Bethlehem. I can't fucking remember.
Mm-hmm.
But bought me some pro-Palestinian prints.
I love that.
They were very sweet and thoughtful.
Thought of you, yeah.
But we stood and we talked for like an hour and a half in the driveway today.
Because you can't ever shut your mouth.
No, and mm-hmm. I love him so much. But he was talking to me about his mental health,
mm-hmm.
realizing, becoming self-aware and realizing he has social anxiety. He was talking to me about drinking to cope with it.
Yeah.
I was telling him about you.
Mm-hmm.
He talking about how his therapist was like, I need you to check back and see how far back in childhood you can spot your social anxiety. Maybe
when you make that realization, it's very fucking weird because it's altering. Like, why did I never notice that was the reason? Why did I never notice that I have to pound a drink as soon as I get somewhere in order to relax and be a human? Like, when did that? Yeah, it's a crazy realization.
Crazy. And he was saying he really noticed it a problem when they went to eat a few months ago, him and his family. And he said, I got stuck at a seat at the table that I wasn't comfortable in, a position. He's like, my back was to the door. I was by a lot of traffic. He said, I just wasn't comfortable for me. And he said, I noticed immediately I couldn't pay attention to conversations. I was having to say what multiple times because all I kept thinking about is how uncomfortable I am right here. This is not okay. Mm-hmm. And he said, my first thought was, let me order a beer so I can fucking get better, feel better. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, it's crazy when you become self-aware.
Yeah.
And you know what you're doing maybe isn't the best way to deal with it. And you talk, you rationalize things to yourself. Like, I know certain things I do are not good.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, fucking well.
But like, so what do I do now in place of? You know what I'm saying? So, just sit through hell? No, I'm going to isolate myself and you're not going to fucking see me.
He said, I'm trying to learn how to have a few beers and not 50.
Okay. Yeah, my problem is I don't stop. When I start, I'll be like, I could just have one or two. No, I want 10. Uh-huh. And it's almost like I get to the point where I feel good and I don't want it to wear off in my head. So I'm like, I have to keep going to maintain that. No, bitch, you're finna blackout.
Somebody needs to, if you ever drink again, somebody needs to trick you, like, placebo you after your, like, third drink, second drink. Mm-hmm. Be like, here's a vodka soda and it's fucking remind soda.
Me, or just remind me, like, you know, you don't want to keep drinking.
You're like, going to be like,
no one's going to tell me that. Like, no one is going to fucking tell me. That's the problem.
I will, but you're going to be like, shut up. I'm good.
I don't know. If it's a conscious thing and I'm reminded, because, you know, I'm focused and I haven't had alcohol or dick in months. And I think, like, I feel really good.
I can live without them.
Both. I feel really good without it. And, like, I don't know.
I'm working on my fitness.
Yeah. I'm a fitness girly. I don't need that.
Yeah. So we were talking about that. And then we were talking about how he's going to therapy and, like, all these wonderful fucking things that's good. You want.
Being a grown up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I remember him and Will been friends since they were 5 years old.
Wow.
So I remember playing in the sandbox and now I'm watching this grown man.
Be an adult.
Be a responsible, kind. Yeah. It makes me want to cry because I was like, I'm so fucking proud of you. Yeah. That you're like, you took initiative. No one told you to. Like,
yeah.
You know,
you're being responsible for yourself.
Yeah. And he's like, bought a bunch of audiobooks because he drives.
Wow,
you know, and
good.
And like, he's really
proactive.
Yes. And I like that. It just made me so fucking happy.
You didn't cry when I gave up Bloody Mary. So you knock it off.
You shut up. I'm not crying because he don't want to drink. I'm like,
he's being good. Yeah. I mean, he's like
I've
taking
seen
care
him
of
in every
himself.
Phase of his life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know,
it makes me happy to see people take good care of themselves because.
Absolutely. Especially mentally and a man.
A man.
To go to therapy by themselves without a woman telling them to or someone ordering them to.
Ultimatum them into it or.
The initiative.
I was going to say it's sad that I know more people that fuck up their lives than take care of their lives. So,
yeah.
And it should be the other way around.
Yep.
But
and that funny story about him when we were, oh my God, we were early 20s, maybe 21, 22, you know, my mom had moved into the house we grew up in with Pop for a little bit. Remember? Mm-hmm. And anyone who's ever been a friend of the family is, you know, family. And so everyone's always known you can just go to that house always. At like 2 o'clock in the morning, my mom wakes up to pounding, furious pounding on the door.
Oh, I bet Pop loved that.
She gets up, she's like, half asleep, fucking answers the door, her titties probably hanging out and shit, you know. But it's the friend I'm speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, Will don't live there. Just Mom and Tony live there.
Great.
She opens the door and she's like, I'm going to just say a name. John, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, I'm fucking drunk. I need to go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
She opens the door and she's like, get the fuck in there and go to sleep.
That's nice.
In the morning, come to find out, he had crashed his car around the corner, panicked, bitch, launched his keys into the bushes, and ran around the corner and up the hill.
Oh, my God.
I said, why did you throw your fucking keys?
Evidence.
He said, I panicked.
Yes, yes. He said, I panicked. I have to ditch the evidence. Duh. That it's my car.
Duh.
What the fuck?
But he was drunk and didn't want a fucking DUI. He does not drink and drive.
Did you live there at the time?
No. Oh. Just Mom and Pop lived there.
Wow.
I was already living. Shit. I was living in East Bluff.
Mm.
That's where I was living.
Okay.
So it was many years ago.
Yeah.
But that shit was really funny. But, you know, just
fast
proud.
Forward. Yeah, now.
Yes.
Being a responsible grown up. I love it.
He Ubers. He don't drink and drives. Going to therapy. Like, has a business. I think that's wonderful.
It is.
I love that for people.
Yeah,
that
for
I
sure.
love. Are those clowns on your socks?
No, they're Chinese money cats.
How cute.
You know, like... See?
Yeah. Oh, now I can see. Oh, yeah. I love those.
Are you in my business?
I need those.
Yeah.
Those are really cute.
Happy Juneteenth. Today is Juneteenth. And a celebration 159 years ago, the slaves freed themselves. And
right.
Let's all stop giving Abraham Lincoln any credit for that. He was anti-black. It's a known thing. For some reason, that's a lie that's told in the schools.
Yeah.
That he freed them. No, he did not.
No.
Yeah. So happy Juneteenth. I saw a lot of people saying they would like more acknowledgement and like they see a lot of people step out for Cinco de Mayo and shit, but they don't really see as much energy for Juneteenth. So I'm like, yeah, turn up, you know,
turn up.
Definitely acknowledge. It's just so sad that that wasn't that long ago. You know what I'm saying? Like
no.
That was people are still alive that were around during slavery and or. Well, maybe not during slavery, but well,
no,
in some
but
places,
it's only,
in some places, yeah,
yes,
they are,
and
so.
There's only what two generations, if that,
yeah,
like there's people alive,
grandparents,
whose grandparents yeah. or great grandparents were fucking slaves. I was telling, I don't know if I was telling you recently, maybe it was Mark, but one of my dad's friends at the VA is a black man,
mm-hmm.
and he fought in Vietnam, and I loved talking to him because he would tell me stories about his life. He would never speak of Vietnam ever. He was so fucking traumatized. He was drafted and had to go.
God.
But one of the stories he told me was growing up in Alabama, his mama worked on a plantation. They actually lived on the plantation. Okay, this person is maybe that I'm speaking about is maybe... I don't know. I think he was maybe 7 or 8 years older than my dad.
Mm.
So not much older.
Yeah.
Grew up on a plantation. They grew up working for the man that owned the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They lived in a smaller house, obviously, on the plantation. The way that his mother got fucking paid was with like Monopoly money. Basically, it was dollars that the man had made. Because he owned a store in town.
That you could spend with me?
Yes. So he kept his money.
Oh, my God. He gave her credits for his store.
Yeah. And then he told me about how his brother started dating a white woman. The Klan found out.
Mm.
They had to paint her face with black shoe polish, make her lay in the back of the car. And he said, my brother and her drove 19 hours straight. Out of Alabama, did not stop but to get gas and kept going. They're still married to this day.
Wow.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
But there's so many stories like that. He was telling me just the thought of this fucking man.
Yeah.
Paying his mother for her hard fucking labor in store dollars.
It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
Thankfully, people freed themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is fucked up.
So my kids are going to probably give me a heart attack any day now. I was talking to my ex-husband earlier and I started crying and I was like, I was going to kind of keep it to myself, but I was like, no, I should say something.
Yeah.
Last night, like I was so fucking stressed out. My two older kids are stressing me into the grave rapidly.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I've spoke a little bit about my daughter, but my son who was doing really good, I don't want to tell too much of his business, but he's just like stressing me out, you know, not being responsible right now as he was
doing typical early young man 20 shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, I don't want you to fuck yourself up, but I also am not going to let you take me down with you.
Right.
So like, it's just been a headache and he is a male Capricorn and he's someone that cannot be told shit.
It's
and
like thinks, having a baby Richard.
It's having a baby Richard and he's been like this from birth and yes. Me and his dad were talking for a long time about that because he's like, I don't know where he gets this. And I'm like,
himself?
The Zodiac. Like, let me tell you, he's impossible. And so he's a know-it-all even with things he's never experienced before. Like, how does that happen? So
he's like, I know all about your uterus. Let me tell you.
Let me tell like, you that and I don't want to hear your version of it. Like, you know, yep. It's so frustrating. Yep. And last night I was just like pushed to my limit, like beyond my limit. It's the combination of lack of sleep and
for sure.
Just being fucking tired of the bullshit from them. Yeah. But like I really was like, this is the closest I felt about like unaliving myself.
Having ideations.
In a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I was like at my fucking limit. So that was fun. Just know when you have kids, maybe not to this extreme, but like it gets frustrating when your kids are getting older. And I try to step back and allow them to be their own people and, you know, make their own decisions, choose their own partners, even if they're people I don't fucking like. That's yeah. Your life. I have to let you live your life. You know what I'm saying?
Find out for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't try to force my views on them as much as I'd like to about a lot of things. I don't try to live their lives for them in any way, but it's like when I see you fucking yourself up, it's like I have to, I feel like it's my responsibility to step in and check
you. If I can help you prevent making some of the mistakes I made, I'm going to try.
Yeah. And I still have to work on my anger issues and maybe my delivery in some things, you know, but I feel like I've come a long way from how I used to be. But I, you know, there's still work to be done in that department. And just, oh my God, they're not always cute in little outfits and saying funny things and dancing around. You know, sometimes they become their own people.
And it don't stop at fucking 18.
No. My two oldest are in their 20s. And it's just like, goddamn, like, please. I don't know.
I tell everybody, it's lifelong.
Yeah.
The worry,
it doesn't stop.
No.
And then when they get older, it's like, I want them to be good for when I'm not here. I could die at any time. Like I'm morbid in that way. I think about that all the time. If I die today, are they going to be straight? Like I want them straight now, not 10 years from now. I want them straight now and like self-sufficient and able to survive on their fucking own.
Yes.
So that's a stress that never goes away.
Never.
And yeah, it's just fuck. It's not fun. It's not always fun.
Nope.
So that's I've been dealing with that. But I did get them sleeping pills prescribed. So hopefully
so we took seven before.
I'm gonna
we started.
Take them tonight. They're gonna kick in any minute. And just hopefully that, you know, helps.
Because fuck. Bunny, I think if you sleep, it'll help dealing with everything else better.
And my anger, for sure.
Because when there's no sleep, it ruins everything. The patience level is like non-existent.
Right. And I'd be ready to end it all.
Yeah. Like, everybody.
Yeah. It's bad.
I'm turning on the gas.
Bunny turned 16 this weekend, which is so hard to believe. So we're going out of town. That's going to be fun. I got a sensor going off on my car that I got to get checked tomorrow. It's like my car knows every time I get ready to go somewhere. Like before we went to Disneyland, same shit. I got some kind of, had to take it in. So I'm going to take it in tomorrow, just get some fluids checked, and then we'll be on the road. You're going to have peas this weekend. You guys pray for her.
We'll be going live.
Do not be having her twerking.
No, I never tell her to do that. You know, you that's scream her laughing. I do laugh.
Me and Bunny just be like, enough, enough. That's enough.
Because stop. She's such a fucking entertainer. Everything is for a reaction. And because I'm a child, I scream and laugh. Or I have to get up and walk away to not laugh in front of her. Because everything she does is hilarious to me.
Last night,
she's a fucking clown.
Stevie was at the house for a minute, and Pease decided she wanted to pop her pelvis and gyrate for her over and over. I'm like, what is this fucking wine?
Dirty wine.
That this pelvis grinding fucking
motion. She became Jamaican.
What are you doing?
And where do you get this?
I don't know, but she kept doing it. And me and Bunny just are not fucking entertaining her. We're like, enough. Okay, that's enough. You can stop now. All right. We get it. She just kept fucking doing it. I'm like, yeah, she's have like, fun.
Everybody look at me.
She'll bend over on the couch and want to be popping her butt.
And nobody does that shit.
Not even the girls. Nobody.
No, our girls don't do
that. Like, no. Like, stop.
Peace was born. Like, she's
a performer. She is a true performer.
I keep saying she has to get into fucking show business because this kid is just wonderful.
She never turns off.
No.
No.
No. It's either performer or I hate you. You're not my best friend.
Yes. Yes.
Which breaks my heart. But we figured out, if you pretend your feelings are hurt and sad, then she gets very empathetic and is like, don't be sad.
Apologize. Sorry. I love you. Yes. Yes. So,
and it works. So
you got to play sad.
Definitely. I was watching, you know, the whole fucking bear versus man argument.
Is that still going?
I see little things here and there. Not the whole women making reels explaining why. But I saw this reel this man made. Actually, let me back up. I saw a reel first that a woman made. I think her name's Dinosaur Arms or something. And she was talking about how a man had hit on her and how even though she wasn't interested, the way that he did it was just wonderful because he had said he did the normal thing of telling her she was beautiful. And all that. And then he said, I just want you to know I'm safe to reject. So if you're not interested,
that was
it's
nice.
Safe to let me know. And I thought that was fucking fabulous.
That was nice. That I need your fucking permission, bitch, but I do appreciate the gesture.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, I go to the comments.
Yeah.
And there's so many fucking men.
Calling him a pussy or what?
Saying, that's because he was a bitch. You women are dramatic. The usual.
You're overly sensitive. That's why he had to do it, probably.
You women make shit up.
I'm not even going to go onto my tirade about
I'm fucking trying not to.
Yeah.
But yes. Okay. So then I guess because I watched that reel, the algorithm popped me up one of I'm trying to see if I can find his fucking name. Shit. Oh, I didn't write it. Sorry. But anyways, he makes a video, and he's an avid hiker. He's like an older, middle-aged white man at probably fucking late 40s. Mm-hmm. And he's making a video, and in the video, he's asking if while hiking, and he, you know, women hike by themselves or in pairs. And so he's asking if there's anything that he can say or do to make women feel safer when they approach him or when they
are passing
mm-hmm. while hiking. I thought that was nice, right? Yeah. Great. Women are fucking answering in the comments. Of course, there's men in the fucking video. Called him everything from gay to a pansy. There was men in the white men in the comments even comparing the hardships men have to go to those of black people. I mean,
I think we already talked about this.
Nope. Nope, because I delete them.
Well, yep. I heard at some point you're the only person I would have talked to about this.
It's a white guy hiking.
Yeah. And nope. People were saying, just leave me the fuck alone. Women were saying. And then you said,
did
about
I send you the reel?
Nuh-uh. We talked about it. And then I don't know if we were on a show or not.
No. Maybe on the
But we talked about it. The comparison to black people.
Yes.
And it was like,
yes.
Please fuck all the way off. Like,
yes.
Don't you dare.
But the amount of men that were just calling him everything from the F word to a loser to a cuck to a beta.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. Just please.
Please keep proving the point of why we choose the bear. Please. I love when they inadvertently make the point for you and during their fucking tantrum.
And it feels like we talk about this so much, mm-hmm. but it's just so prevalent.
It is.
And there's something every single day
mm-hmm.
to be reminded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time.
It is great. It's great. No, that reminds me, earlier when I was getting a haircut, I was talking to Casey. I was talking a lot this time. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying about how, I think I mentioned that we looked at a house and stuff and that I wanted to be closer to you guys. And I was like, it dawned on me like how thankful I am and how rare it is for adults to have someone as close as me and you.
Yeah.
Like, it's rare. Like, I see a lot of people saying that they wish they had
a best friend.
Yes. Or... And I never thought about it that way.
It's so normal,
because it's
right?
been for so long. It's been our whole lives.
Yeah.
So, and I was just like, you know what? I am really thankful for that. And I'm also thankful for your husband, who I explained is our husband.
For sure.
And I was like, but like, for real, like, me and him go school shopping for the kids together. Yeah. Crystal does not go.
No.
She doesn't want to go. Like, me and him do that. Or like, nope. If I need anything that I would need a fucking man for, which is, the list ain't long, you know, but anything that I have, like, I can hit him myself.
And there's, like, there's no awkward
weirdness.
There's so much trust and like it just feels very normal.
Yeah. And I mentioned like the plan for the end game is like a compound or multifamily home somewhere and like all that. And I was just like, yeah, I'm actually like, the older I get, the more grateful I am
for sure.
to have that, because especially being somebody that don't really see any of my real family, my biological family, like, you guys fill that void for me.
For sure.
And sharing your siblings and
Absolutely.
All that. Like, it's really not that I took for granted, but I guess I didn't realize how lucky I am to have, and how lucky you are to have me.
Right.
It's crazy.
Thank
and I mentioned
all
the co-parenting.
Your lucky stars.
Yeah. And the co-parenting, you know, like my kids have dads, but like, he definitely is a father figure to my kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just kind of really lucky. Even if it wasn't for the show, like, just existing, like, having each other is comforting.
Definitely. You know, for me myself, you know, I'm someone that goes 100% in. If I love you, I fucking love you. My family is your family. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was that way with other people as well, like, growing up.
I think I assume that too.
And then situations would happen and it would be like a slap in the face, like, damn, I'm really not family.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's nothing that could change the dynamic. Like, I would never get mad enough.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
There's
I feel
nothing.
Like if we get mad at each other, it's like a sibling thing where, like, you just have to get over it. Like,
yeah.
You know, be mad or disagree or something, but like, we're going to get over it.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't think we've ever had like big major fights. There's never Mm-mm. been no disrespect, no fucking.
No.
And you're right. I didn't trip off how fortunate we were until I was on Facebook, and within like a 2-day period, I saw like three of, you know, my internet friends say, I wish I had a close girlfriend, or I wish I had close girlfriends.
Yeah, I saw some people on Instagram say it, and I was like, people I know. And I was thinking, like, I guess you're right. I guess, like, a lot of people don't have that.
And especially to carry one from childhood.
Yeah, that's almost
unheard of.
Through
every fucking phase.
Yeah. Yeah, you're my longest existing friend, for sure. Like, that goes the farthest back. The only other one would be Isella, but we stopped being friends years ago. But, you know, we went into adulthood and we lived together as adults and shit.
Yeah,
but
then, you guys did.
But then that ended when Bunny was really fucking little. And it's like some shit that we can't come back from. So, but it was only you two. So I guess it is pretty rare. I mean, people change as they get older. I get that. And we're very different. In a lot of ways. Like, we don't like the same music, really. We don't like, we're very different, but it's just like, you feel like a relative.
Core values, too, I think are very similar, though.
Yeah.
Like, politics are similar. Fucking.
Yeah. I say similar, right?
I say also and warsh.
And you say words wrong.
And you hate on my dialect.
Yeah.
It's a very rare dialect.
Your man-made, your crystal-made dialect.
Yeah, we're really fucking opposite in a lot of ways. Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
You hide, I fucking twirl out for everybody to talk.
But you're able to step in when needed, because I can't do that for myself ever. So I can definitely...
That's where Peace gets the fucking shine from.
Yeah, I can depend on you to talk and shit. And
oh, for sure.
I cannot. And you can depend on me to fight.
For sure.
If anybody is a problem.
I don't want to.
And I do. So especially since we've been working out. I've been telling people I cannot
wait. I'm fucking stronger,
to fight
bitch.
Again. I'm going to punch through a bitch.
I'm like, body slamming.
Cannot wait. Like, I thought I was whooping shit before.
Like,
bench pressing bitches. I thought I was smacking shit before. Like, I cannot wait for the next
year
to try.
You're gonna come out like the Texas tornado, bitch. I'm gonna
rip my shirt off. I'm gonna rip my own shirt off and wrap it around a bitch's head. Like, I just pray for the next person that crosses me, because I'm feeling extra, extra strong lately.
The worst thing we ever did was let you lift weights.
No, for real. And then when I was like bench pressing, this is not hard like I thought. Like, I was doing good. I think we was doing like 95. What? I will punch through a bitch. Like, oh my God, please.
Oh my God, no more weightlifting.
Please,
for
y'all,
her.
Watch out.
She's doing watch cardio out. Only in the fucking gym.
I'm working out for evil. Like, this is not for fitness. I'm working out for evil.
I'm like, I need to fucking lift my mom ass. She's like, I'm fucking slamming through hoes.
I'm whooping bitches. That's what this is about.
She's going to go up to random men and try and fight.
Yes.
To test your strength.
No, for real. I was already.
God damn it.
Holding my own. But now it's like going to be even
great.
Better. Even better.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking all my notes are like just shit that I've come across in the last week. And it's all like anti-men shit. From like reels, from like encounters, like, oh my fucking God.
I feel like
God.
Every episode we touch on it a little bit, but I'm sorry, it's not our fault.
Like, fuck.
Stop being that way.
Fuck.
Stop giving us shit to talk shit about.
There's a fucking fitness dude, and I followed him at first because I was like, I like him. He's great. Knowledgeable.
He ended up being a pig or what?
Ryan Reed Thrive goes on to talk shit about women going through menopause, saying it's an excuse.
What?
Fucking get over it. You can fix it with nutrition and working out. And I get it. Those things make you feel better. But you don't have a uterus. You've never went through menopause.
Ever speak.
You have no fucking clue, bro.
No, stinkers. You can't fucking talk about that. Stinkers.
Stinkers. It's not your business.
God. That's who's really making these videos.
And then doubled down and made another one and was like, oh, did you get your feelings hurt? Bitch.
Oh my God. That's
follow.
Who I'm going to punch.
That's who we're setting up a wrestling match
with. Yes, for sure. Tearing my shirt off, fucking him up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't get into it. I've been doing good because I keep getting violations on my Instagram and I don't want to play them games and fuck my account up.
Right.
But this like growing Bay Area page that speaks on like Bay Area facts and you know, the history of the Bay Area and all that shit. It comes up on my feed sometimes, and we have a lot of mutuals. I might have followed the page, but anyway.
What is it?
I don't know the name of it. It's like a Bay Area history type page. It talks about music and just businesses and all type of Bay Area history. Yeah, it's a good page.
Send it to me.
And we have a lot of mutuals. I think they used to have a podcast with a very close friend of mine, but I've never met this person, but I think it's their page.
I think I subscribe or follow an East Bay history podcast.
Oh, I follow an East Bay yesterday or something page. Maybe, but that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. So a post comes up on my feed from them, and it's like about the company It's It.
Yes.
And it talks about the history, and it's like this, you know, they came into business like 100 years ago. They were founded and blah blah blah. And it talks about the owner and the creation of the ice cream sandwich.
They're Palestinian owned, right?
Now. But the original owner was a white dude.
Okay.
So it goes into all the history of that. And I just thought it was weird that they didn't mention that they're now, and since 1974, mm-hmm. Palestinian owned.
Right.
It's three families. We've spoke about this on a prior episode because they do a lot of community work and legal work. And
fabulous.
It's three great Palestinian families that own it now.
And it's my favorite fucking ice cream.
They're so fucking
sandwich.
Good. So they show, you know, it's video clips inserted. It shows the original creator, all that shit. It shows the flavors. It shows how you could go there, visit the spot, you know, buy a bunch of them, all these different flavors. The pumpkin one is great. The mint one is great.
All of them are the coffee
now
one.
Now I want one. Yeah, now yes, I fucking want
same,
one now.
Same.
They're famous and they're great. And they're a Bay Area, you know, historical Bay Area business company.
Yeah.
But I went in the comments and I put a flag emoji and I put the colors, you know, black, red, green, white. And I put, and they are also Palestinian owned since 1974. The amount of hate comments I'm getting back from people, who gives a fuck, Israel's better, blah, 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 all this weird shit, but a lot from Mexican men. And I'm not responding to them. I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to argue in this guy's comments, you know, because I'm just not. But like, they're in my mentions every day. And whatever. I'm glad his post is getting the engagement. So I'm leaving my comment because I started to delete it. But I was like, no, I want the engagement on his post.
Yeah.
I'm just not acknowledging them. But I'm looking. I always go look at who it is that's getting smart with me or talking shit to me and all this. And it's blowing my mind, all of these like Latin men, and some are Mexican. You're not fucking white. Like, you're closer to a fucking Palestinian than you are a fucking Zionist. So I don't know. It's really bothering me. But
so when I leave comments, like mm-hmm. pro-Palestinian comments on non-pro-Palestinian posts,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed a lot are from Mexican men or regarding the upcoming election, a lot of them will fucking ride hella hard for
hella
Trump.
Hard. And I'm like, are you crazy? Is it crack? Because I don't ever want to see an ethnic person backing up Zionism and coming for me. Like, are you on crack? So I just, you know, I'm not going to waste my time and I'm not going to risk violating my account for
and
saying what
so
I really want
to
say.
Me to do. I'd
but
be
like,
doing it.
I expect it from a fucking white person, but like from you, like it really bugs me.
Yeah,
but you know,
yep. I've been
just let them be dumb. And it's men. It's not women. It's men.
It's so I want to engage so bad. I want to say like, you're a stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. I hope you die. I hope your car rolls over with your kids in it. Like really fucked up shit.
Yes,
when it comes like that's how strongly I'm fucking mm-hmm. feel about Palestine.
Yeah.
But I just been ignoring it.
Good.
It's eating me up because my mentions will fucking go off.
So usually I'll delete my comment because I'm like, I don't want to see the responses in my shit at all because it's going to set me off. But I'm like,
leave it so that they out themselves.
Yep.
You know what I fucking noticed that was wild as fuck to me is, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But It was a Bay Area page. I left a comment. I don't even remember what. Oh, I didn't leave a comment. A Bay Area page. Hell, it was a video of some maybe late teens, early 20s, a group of black kids like stealing some shit from a store. I don't even remember what store. It wasn't a small store. Mm-hmm. It was a
corporation.
For sure, a mm-hmm. chain. The fucking comments, and this is a Bay Area page, the comments are like, use your imagination. Mm-hmm. Typical racist fucking comments, right? Yeah. And I just, so many
yeah.
live here.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking many.
It's an overwhelming amount. It's like,
they're so covert.
Yeah, it'd be a lot, because I spoke before about similar situation. It was a CVS. Some young kids had got caught shoplifting food. And somebody, the first comment I saw was somebody like, hey, you better be careful photographing people's kids. Like, whatever is going on, you need to be careful. And a lot of people were like, they were stealing food. You need to mind your motherfucking business. Good. You don't know what their situation is. But there were hundreds of people that were racist and saying awful fucking things. And it's just like, it's from the neighborhood app. And it's like, those are local people like here. You know what I'm saying? And it's so disgusting, but it has their neighborhood where they live and it has their name in their photo. And I'm just like there, thinking to myself,
bitch,
if I see you anywhere, bitch, like be careful what you be posting on these fucking apps. I've been
lifting weights, bitch.
Yeah. Listen, do you want me to punch through you?
Listen, it makes me think, I just lost my fucking train of thought, but
just where we are is not as progressive as
fuck no
I would like to think, or as I once thought.
And it just really makes me think, why are you riding so hard yeah. for capitalism?
Yeah.
Why do you fucking care so much?
It's racism. It's racism. Thank you. You don't own stock would in you that company. Say that it's racism.
If it was Lil Honk Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, why do you ride for the man? Because the racist ones are usually the same ones that are anti-government. I want my guns. Fucking First and Second. Right. Pro First and Second Amendment.
Right.
But y'all ride so fucking hard for capitalism mm-hmm. and the fucking police. What the fuck is that about?
It's them having an excuse. You're giving them an excuse to be racist. So they're going to act like they give a fuck about the store and all this.
Right.
And the longevity of the store and all that. But yeah, it's really just them using that to be racist, as a reason to be openly racist.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Has to
you
be.
You can't tell me different. Zionism does the same thing. You can't tell me different. It's a way for people to be racist in plain sight and it be acceptable.
I was on a fucking, again, on a fucking Bay Area page, and it was a reel about how a lot of stores in Berkeley have closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all these fucking people in the comments like, that's what fucking liberals and the Democrats do. Well, listen, I'm neither of those, so I don't give a fuck. Say I don't whatever. Care. But then it gets
and in, business has been closing down in Berkeley.
Then it gets into pro Zionist shit and stuff.
God.
So this woman leaves this fucking disgusting comment. Talking about she grew up in Marin, and all I did was respond and say, not a big shocker that you would be from Marin. Because them fucking liberals over there, I worked over there for fucking They're 8 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I left that comment. Then I go look at her page. She has parody videos of her up wearing a keffiyeh and then making these fucking parody dating videos.
Are you kidding me?
Like all this crazy
shit.
Who
has the time to make that kind of content?
Then proceeds. She's one of those people that writes her comment and then puts hella laughing and clown emojis. People that do that and laugh at their own comments, I'm like, bitch, I don't even have to say anything. You look like a fucking douche,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She keeps calling me keffiyeh Karen. And all I did was respond and be like, the irony of a Karen calling me a Karen, bitch, you laugh at your own jokes.
Yeah.
Stop it. So she proceeds to leave like 3 more comments. Keffiyeh Karen, hella clown emojis. And I'm just like, I'm not responding.
No.
But the fact that you have the time, you think it's so fucking funny.
See, I'd be trying to look up where she works and like go out there.
Then proceeded to be like, I've lived in New Mexico and Chicago as well as Marin. La 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 la. Right. Like that absolves her of being a racist fucking.
Yeah, it didn't do anything for you. Yeah, it did nothing for you.
You're obviously still a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Still a piece of shit.
Ugh, gross. We're in hell. We talk about it every day. We're in fucking hell.
I know. We were talking the other day and Will reminded me, this is like totally fucking left field fucking, but Will had reminded me how when we were younger, it was me, Will. Will had a friend. I had a friend with me. And we wanted to go see Beverly Hills Cop 3. And, you know, you had to be a certain age and you had to have an adult with you back then. I don't know how it is now, but back then you had to have an adult. So, of course, we make Carolyn go. She was our adult for everything, even though she was fucking furthest thing from an adult. We make her go with us and we're at the window. And this bitch says,
What's the name of the movie you were trying to go see?
Beverly Hills Cop 3. This bitch says, can I get however many tickets for Billy Goat Scruff 3.
You guys jumped her because you were badass kids.
We were so mad. Will and I instantly are like, is this fucking, and we're fucking hitting her in
the back.
You're
already pissed you're here with her.
We have to bring her, who's never going to stop talking the whole
ruined
show.
The whole fucking movie.
So we're like poking her and we're like, no, fucking stupid. It's fucking Beverly Hills Cop 3. And she's trying to say it again and proceeds to say Beverly, Billy Goat Scruff 3, three more times. And the lady's laughing and fucking gives us the tickets. But we were so fucking mad at her. Like, bitch, you're ruining the whole fucking, we're never going to get to see the movie, stupid asshole. And where I'm on live with her the other day and she proceeds to yell and scream and call me the R word. I've been watching.
She's ridiculous.
Randomly. She is fucking ridiculous. I haven't checked the camera in a couple days. I randomly did it when we were in the car earlier. She's making up stories.
She's on there fucking lying.
Lying.
On peace.
Lying as fuck to fucking, I was about to say Papa Roach, bitch.
Papa Roach. Fucking lying, trying to impress him.
Lying to Papa Roach.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
Lying to fucking Peter Roach.
Making up content to talk
whole
to
scenarios. Like, none of that happens. None.
I was like, is she talking shit about you?
And then at one point, Peter Roach is talking. Like, he's on speakerphone. He's talking. She must have it on mute or something because Carolyn's talking, but it's not to him. And she's, like, making hand gestures.
Yes.
Like,
as if someone was there.
She's looking like my dad in the middle of a schizophrenic episode. Like,
she was talking to herself for a long time.
And I'm like, what, do you see this? What is going on? Yep. And we let her live by herself.
Yep. Yeah. And wonder why shit don't get done. Wonder, I still need to know, what is she spraying in the air?
Spraying randomly. Bitch, I seen her spray the floor again. Yes. So that's three times she has taken a random, this water bottle spray that bottle. Sits by her chair. Yeah. And she'll lean over, she'll be in her phone, she'll lean over, and she'll just hit the floor like six times.
Yeah. When I saw it back, and she was standing, she was sweeping, and then she stopped and grabbed it and like sprayed it in front of her. Nothing was there. And then proceeds to like finish sweeping elsewhere. And I was like, what the fuck is she spraying out of this bottle?
And then is she sweeping through wet? Like,
no,
you know,
she started sweeping like to the side. It was like not where she sprayed. And I was watching, like, what the fuck is in that bottle?
She's drunk.
She's making drunk. A mess. The floor is probably sticky. Yeah, I want to know what's in there. We have some write-ins.
Thank God.
Let's do some write-ins.
Thank fucking God. I have an update one. Oh, that's nice.
What's wrong?
The fucking dogs running up and down the hallway.
Oh, the feet. Yeah, you can hear it.
Sounds like reindeers.
Okay, I'll read this one.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I hope the week's been treating y'all well. I'm currently writing this in my girlfriend's gaming chair while she watches Crystal's IG live in front of me, laughing my ass off.
Screaming at Carolyn. Yes, that's what I was doing.
I bet. Quick recap. We've been together for 3 years, going on 4, and she has always played your podcast out loud around me. And I'd be lying to the both of you if I said I haven't caught myself listening in on some of your conversations while I'm on the game. You guys are hilarious. Anyways, just wanted to write in to wish my baby Esperanza a happy birthday. She turns 25 on the 23rd of June. That's Bunny's birthday, too.
Hey, birthday twin.
Yeah, God is good. I love you endlessly. You are the baddest bitch in the North, East, South, and West. I love how easily you make my shitty moods disappear when you smile.
Oh, my God.
You are the literal love of my life. I wouldn't want to go through it with anyone else. You stink good, too.
Oh.
I would also like to give a shout out to her slave rug for buying me some Jordans the other day. Who doesn't need a handy slave these days? Pros of having a dominatrix girlfriend. Anyways, enjoy your day, my love. You deserve it. Thanks, girls. I love this.
This is so sweet.
That's great. And what a great slave to buy you some fucking Jordans.
What a great fucking
I love that.
Partner right in.
Yeah, I want a partner like that. Nice,
that's compatible. So sweet.
Understanding person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I have one that is a an update. So I have two update ones, actually.
Okay. Okay. I think I have an update pulled up, too, but I'll let you go.
Is it the one that says, hi, ladies, I wrote back in November?
No.
Okay. Okay. Hi, ladies, I wrote in back in November and shared a bit about my grandfather, Papa, who helped raise me and enjoyed a little bit of meth every now and then, LOL.
Great, Papa.
I wanted to share with you all that my grandfather gently passed away 2 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His health had been on a decline since last year, and 2 weeks ago, my mom and I traveled to Mexico to be with him in his final days. By the time I saw him, he was no longer lucid and was anxious to leave this earth. I spent every day sitting by his side, caring for him and encouraging him to leave this earth if he wanted. Papa lived an amazing life. He was 86, 15 fucking kids.
Wow.
30 grandkids, a dozen great grandkids, and 2 wives, not at the same time, LOL. The biggest blow came on Thursday when I had a 6 a.m. flight back to the Bay. I kissed him goodbye, told him I loved him, and left for the airport. When I landed in Phoenix, when I landed at my layover in Phoenix, 2 hours later, I got the message he passed without pain. And surrounded by all of his kids. Even the best passings are hard. Grief is a motherfucker. Thank you for sharing his story on the pod. And to everyone else dealing with grief on this upcoming Father's Day, I'm sending you endless love and hugs.
I love that.
I loved the Papa write-in. The Papa that did a little meth here and there. That was great.
Is that the one that FaceTimed?
I think so.
I love that he waited till you left.
Absolutely.
Like you got to see him and stuff, and then he went on his way. I love that. And surrounded by family.
Which one do you have that's an update?
Hi, Theas. It's been a minute since
I'll delete it. Go for
Okay. Hi, Theas. It's been a minute since I did a write-in, and I wanted to give you guys a small update on the situation with my aunt and the continuous lie with my cousin. After you read my last write-in, I took a week to think about what I wanted to say in the letter. I erased, retyped, erased again, and finally got a final draft. While I was typing the letter, my brain kept going back to the fact that my grandma is the reason for all of this. So if you guys don't remember, the grandma raised the baby as her own. Right?
Yep.
And it actually belonged to the aunt that
Didn't give her a choice.
Yeah, didn't give her a choice. And just we were like, fuck, we want to hug her. You know, it was like very emotional story.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Going back to the fact that my grandma is the reason for all of this. I followed your advice, Theas, about having her make the decision if she wants the truth out. I want to be a supportive nephew as much as the truth angers me to my core. I'll respect whatever response I get. My grandma doesn't deserve peace due to all the pain she's caused, but that's just me being an angry prick. No, I feel you.
For sure.
I'll let y'all know what happens soon. I just hope my aunt knows that I'm trying to come from a place of love and not malice. And I'm sure you said that, so that's good.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I'm feeling mentally depleted because of the anxiety of what response I'm gonna get. Any words of encouragement that I did the right thing in reaching out to my aunt would help calm the anxiety. Thank you, ladies, for always being honest. Any words would help. You absolutely. Totally. I would have went in her face and said it. So you wrote a letter. That's even better. Don't stress.
And if your aunt says that she doesn't want it to come out, doesn't want drama, you can always approach your grandma and whisper in her ear.
You fucking bitch.
I can't wait till you die, you old miserable bitch. You done you fucked bitch, up hella people's lives. You bitch, I know your secret, lives. Bitch.
That's right. What you do. You whisper in her fucking head.
Yep, I know your secret.
Hey, bitch, I'm going to keep it quiet, but I know the truth and fuck you.
And I hope you get your karma.
Yeah. I'm just going to say without saying too much because I don't really know who listens, but I had a grandma that wasn't always the nicest and kind of made me mad, and I let her know how I felt. Do I regret it? No, because I'm like honest, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't like to sugarcoat shit, and I felt like at the time I needed to share how I felt.
Now, you're hurting me.
Yeah. Because of that, I didn't get to participate in like funerals and stuff because of that, because of what I said to her, I think. But at least she knew, you know what I'm saying? That like it was hurtful and it's not okay. And I think people need to be told that when they're causing hurt to their fucking family.
Trauma.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's not fair. And, you know, I love her, but you know, it needed to be said and I said it and I don't regret it. So
yeah.
Don't, you know, you definitely did the right thing. And also in giving her a letter, I think that's better too, because you're not putting her on the spot.
Yes. So she I was going to say on that.
It. She could sit on it for a minute and then respond to
There's
you.
There's no so, pressure of having yeah. to give you an answer immediately.
Yep. And then regret it, you know, after or anything. So you did the right thing and you did it in a better way than I would have. So.
And just respect whatever your aunt says.
Yeah.
And like I said,
yep.
Whisper in your grandma's ear.
Because she ain't going to tell on herself. Yeah, and just tell her, bitch.
I know, bitch.
Hey, grandma, bitch, I know. So, and yep. I think you're fucked up.
So give me $500.
I just wanted to let you know
or
that.
Or I'm telling everybody.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do that.
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad.
So we have another update. I'm going to read the original write-in because it's really short.
Okay.
And then I'm going to read the update. Okay, so the original write-in was, hello, Tias. I hope you both are doing better. I've been a fan since the third episode, and I'm a Patreon member. I'm here for some advice with a relationship issue. I started dating this guy, and he was so sweet. A dream come true until he lied about his friendship with a female coworker. He lied about her telling him about how she likes him and wants to be with him. So as a spicy Mexican girl, I confronted her. Her name is Emily. I texted her at first trying to understand the situation and her side because I'm a girl's girl. She blocked me on everything, but I did leave a review on her job website so she would stay away. And I said how much of a flirt she is and how she makes her coworkers uncomfortable. Then the bitch got a restraining order against me because I yelled at her once for asking her what's going on. I was mad. I called her a fat whore. My boyfriend didn't do anything.
I think we said don't do that, right? Uh-huh. When we read that. Okay.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah. I mean, just any of that. Don't fucking do that.
And then his family was talking shit about me and I've been nothing but nice to them. I tried talking to her. She didn't want to. Now she wants to talk. And now my boyfriend wants to fix the restraining order. I got the restraining order in December-ish. It's now March. I'm hurting. And I don't know what to do. Should I keep fighting for this relationship? Should I fight the restraining order? Should I hear this girl out? You guys can already guess what advice we gave.
Like, why are you talking to her? Like, this is not...
Ditch him.
Ditch him, which is always going to be the answer. And stop going after her. She
because
don't
the
owe
whole
you
issue
shit.
Is because of him.
Yeah, and she don't owe you no loyalty, no explanation, no fucking nothing. He's the one that crossed, you know, boundaries of yep. what you're comfortable with. Yep. The issue needs to always be with him. And don't fucking talk to her. And don't leave no bad reviews about her.
Yeah.
And don't fucking, no, this is, she is not your fucking enemy. Like,
now,
and don't let him being passive about it or whatever make you, excuse me, make you think that you should be directing any of this at her. It needs to be at him. I think he's a bitch for letting it go on. And it's you that caused all this shit.
Right. And so, yes, if she knew he was dating someone, yes, it's fucked up. But ultimately, it don't fucking matter because your man entertained it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we have an update.
Okay.
Hello, my beautiful Tias. I wanted to give you an update. Yes, I did know her and we were friends, or so I thought. Mm. Mind you, she was talking to my now ex-brother. I gave her plenty of chances to explain what happened and she wouldn't, and I lost it. My now ex and his mom one day decided to hold me hostage because the bitch was there when we went to pick up a bed. So I guess she did leave him.
Okay.
Everything was fine until that day. They wouldn't let me leave. I was going to leave with or without my ex. His parents told us that they would tell us if that bitch and the brother would be there, and they didn't. It hurts me because I thought everything was getting better. But it did take a couple of months for my ex to leave because he didn't understand that I need my place back. I'm really sad and hurt, but I know it's probably for the best. What should I do now? I'm sure he is going to hop on dating sites, and I don't want to see him or go anywhere near his parents. I'm just hurting and need advice. Thank you so much. I love you both. Free Palestine.
Start talking to somebody else. You get on a dating site.
Yep.
You start making friends that can occupy your time, that can help get over him.
Because for sure.
Him, his parents, his brother, whoever, get away from them. This is a problem. He didn't step in and take care of it and defuse the situation when he had the chance and when he should have. So just get away from them.
You don't want a man that doesn't fucking ride 100% for you.
No.
Again, I saw a reel earlier from a man, a good man, and mm-hmm. he had said, a little secret I'm going to let you ladies know. If your man goes out of his way to flirt with, entertains, talks, texts, DMs another woman, he's not 100% interested and invested in you at all.
But it's fun. But like if you've agreed to that. But if shit hits the fan, it's his responsibility now to fix it.
But if y'all agreed that those boundaries are okay in your relationship, yeah. If not, it's hella shitty. Bitch, imagine I find out Mark's fucking flirting and sweet talking bitches in the DMs. But I never agreed to that.
But for sport, with no intention of ever. Okay, stop. Don't look at me like
that. You want me to knock every fucking thing over in here?
I'm a cheater. And
that's why you're okay with
I've been 100% about my partners, right? But still flirted for sport. Like, I owe hella people pussy right now that will never get it. But, like,
but for that's sport, why you're lenient with it.
Yes.
And I'm super fucking loyal.
But I'm just disagreeing with the man that means they're not 100% into you, because they could be 100% into you and they're killing time and bored.
But if no, because I feel like if that chance meetup happens, they're fucking.
Yeah, but some people will never meet up. I flirt and owe pussy to so many people that I know I will but never meet
up
with.
Do you think you do that as a defense mechanism?
No.
Before your fucking partner does?
No, I do it anyway. I do it for fun. And well, like an ego stroke, I
think. You're a problem.
I think there's men that exist that do it for an ego stroke. I'm one of those men.
I don't want one of those men.
I'm just saying they exist.
Bitch, worship me they like exist. The fucking prize you I am.
And maybe kill some time with some bitches every now and then. Nope. But we'll never have the intention of meeting up. It happens. We exist. Men like us exist.
Listen, the way I feel about myself, you worship me like the fucking prize I am 100%. Or you don't get to fucking hang out with me. I don't want... If I didn't agree to something, I don't want it done. Right?
Yeah.
If I'm doing that, fine, you can do it too. It's only fair. If I'm not doing that, bitch, and you got me looking fucking stupid, I'm over here talking about, we have such a great fucking relationship, and you're sending dick pics to some bitch.
Dick pics is crazy. You're taking it far.
That's what happens, though. We said
flirting and liking shit or whatever. I didn't.
You're sexting people.
No, sexting is like beating off with another person, discussing it. That's taking it far. I'm not saying that far. There is a such thing. There's levels. Okay. Maybe not that far. Not dick pics, not sexting.
So what's your idea of harmless flirting?
Heart eyes on pictures or whatever. And like,
that's flirting?
Shit like that. Yeah. Heart emoji, responding to a story with heart emojis or something, like when they look good or something's revealing, something like that.
So it depends on the photo.
Yeah.
Because I fucking...
Not good morning, baby. It's me. I'm at work now. Oh, not because I'm like... That's an affair.
Because I'm like, I have guy friends and I heart photos, but it's never like selfies of them or like
If it's thirst traps, shit like that, you're burning these fucking chairs.
It's just an ash.
Yeah, no.
Because...
Not that far. I'm saying a little... Scale it back a bit. Like they post some cleavage or something and then it's like, oh, heart eyes or something like that. A little flirty. Not good morning, babe. I just got to work. What are you up to? Like that, not an affair. I'm not talking about that.
Your heart eyeing, heart eyeing selfies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but are you leaving the door open for them to do it back?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just wondering, do you just like the attention?
Yeah.
But what if you had a partner that fucking gave you all that attention? Do you think you
would? Absolutely. I'm still going to do that. Yes. And I'm going to keep it a dirty little secret because I'm a dirty girl. Yes.
So. Do you expect your partner to be doing the same thing? Or do you think your partner should never do those things?
I wouldn't, like, unless we have an agreement, of course, I'm not going to want them to. But the way I feel about men, am I already going to assume there's some level of that? Maybe sometimes I'm going to always assume that. Do I want them to do that or give them permission to do that? No.
But what if you get a partner that's like, look, I'm all about you.
Yeah.
I want to be 100% honest. Here's boundaries. And one of the boundaries is like, fucking don't do that.
I'm going to break it.
Let's make it.
I'm going to break it because I'll get a little thrill.
So you're the unhealthy, toxic partner.
Yeah. I'll get a little thrill from it. I'm going to break it.
You don't.
And be the bad girl.
So what if you meet
a good person one day? And then if I find out he's doing it, I'm going to hit him in the head. With an object.
So my recommendation would be therapy because fucked up.
No shit.
You're so fucked up.
You're not new here. Why are you acting like you're new here? What are you talking about?
You're so fucked up.
No shit. I said I'm not good for relationships.
See? Okay. At least you know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we can't expect things from our partners that we're not willing to do ourselves.
And I'll give that speech too and stand on it and swear on my fucking mother and hella shit and be lying the entire time if we're being honest. I'm going to be even more honest. I'm going to take it a step further. There's somebody that I flirt that way with that I never would hook up with that I don't even think they're married. I don't even think they would ever hook up with, like even suggest hooking up because they are very much like in love with their partner and all that shit. But there is like little heart eyes here and there. If there's like a photo or like a not revealing, because I don't really post those lately.
What if like, they do heart eyes on everyone's photos?
They might, but I'm taking it like it's just me because I'm me. You don't want to talk about what I really think.
You're insane.
But I know it's not going to go further, but you know, and I don't even expect that person to ever make it go further, but like there is a little level of flirting.
I would say, okay, if their mindset is the same as yours, like mm-hmm. we're flirting, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One, maybe they just hard eye everybody's shit they like, right? But if they're innocent or not innocent, if they're taking it the way you do and they're like flirting, they can 100% love their partner. I don't think they respect their relationship unless those are boundaries that they're okay with. I can't say that they're 100% about their partner. Because I wouldn't care if Mark hard-eyed people's photos. As long as it's not a bitch fucking like this, I'm good.
if it's girls that are like,
if it's obvious thirst traps,
yeah,
it would be an issue. That'd be like me hard eyeing fucking cock, fucking gray sweat photos,
yeah,
right?
In the gym, yeah.
I'm not doing that,
yeah.
But
then what do you mean you're okay with him? I don't think he should be hard eyeing anybody,
bitch. Like girls he went to school with, no, who are walking the stage, or
that's how people try to get at me. No,
I'm fine with that.
I'm not, and I'll tell him that when we're done.
Not my husband.
No, he's not. Because I know that's a way of flirting and a way of, you know.
In almost 20 years mm-hmm. of being with him, not one time, not one second, not one moment, not one situation has he ever, ever made me question my trust.
Okay, so then not let's go back to that. He's 100% about you. We're not doubting that at all, at all. So if he heart eyes and shit with people, why would he not be the bad guy for that? But I am.
If Mark is heart eyeing something the way our relationship is, I would think that it would be 100% fucking
innocent.
I love that photo. Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
I think you have blinders on.
I don't think.
Because here's how he's 100% about you.
Here's how I think, though. If there is ill intentions, mm-hmm. I don't give second chances with cheating. So if there is ill intent and he fucks that up,
yeah,
bitch, bye, bye, bye. I don't care if we have 20 years invested.
Well, I don't
think. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't think for 1 minute there would be the intention to ever go any further with it. But I think that's flirty.
See,
and you just said that's not okay.
But I don't look. So when you don't cheat, right? Like, I don't cheat. So hard eyes aren't.
So you don't look at it.
Cheatery to me. Yeah. They're not like, I don't look at them maliciously. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's ill intent behind them.
Which is crazy to me because I'm like, that's how people get at me. That's how it starts. That's 100% how people get at me. If there's something
followed up, like, those jeans look good on you.
Yeah.
We'll have a problem.
But still, the hard eyes, you wouldn't be bothered by?
No.
That's from you being innocent.
I think it's just from me, the level of security I have. And up till now, I feel very secure. Because
Even now.
I mean,
yeah.
In my life with Mark, I've never been made to have anything make me feel insecure.
Yeah.
So until then, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Then you have no reason to think otherwise. Where I'm like, girl, listen, I got something to tell you. That's flirting. Like,
which is crazy
to me.
That's
not innocent. Yeah. Even if there's no intention to take it further, though, it's still flirting. Yeah.
And it's so weird because I know how I am and I heart eye any photos that I like, and I never do I heart eye them
of men,
not thirst traps, like guy friends and their girls, fucking
any guys alone.
No, exactly, which I don't think that he's doing, but again, I don't dig through his stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and I would hope not, you know.
Okay, then.
And
so that wouldn't be
judging
innocent.
His character.
Yeah.
I don't think he's hard eyeing fucking thirst traps, fucking shit
even
that
if
would
it's
be
just,
deemed inappropriate.
Even if it's like, okay, a family photo or something, hard eyeing, cool. A solo photo of a bitch, you're hard eyeing that, you're flirting.
But I think it also depends, like if it's a solo photo of a female friend grabbing their diploma or fucking with a fucking baby goat.
Then you do clapping or you do.
I don't never use clapping.
You don't do hard eyes, bitch. You better reel your shit in.
Like, I would hard eye a photo of a guy friend holding a fucking baby pig.
All right, but you're psycho, you know what about I mean? Animals. So take the animal out of the equation and it's him in front of his new car that he just got that he's really happy about.
You would put a hard eye? Congrats or something.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not going to fucking.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lead any men on.
Thank
so
you.
So I judge it situation by situation, photo by photo.
So
you
if it's a lady in front of her new car and she's happy and she posts it, hard eyes would not be the appropriate emoji to use.
I guess maybe clapping. No. Right?
Yeah. The celebration one, champagne, party popper, whatever, not a hard eye.
I don't think I ever used the celebration one in my life.
I do that one all the party hat with the little things. I'm lazy.
I think I just hit the heart at the bottom for everything that I like.
But not be not careful. To be careful with them hard eyes, because the hard eyes is flirty.
Oh, yeah. I don't really use hard eyes. The little heart.
Okay, heart.
The lazy heart at the bottom.
Yeah, don't say hard eyes then, because you said you hard eye everything. No, the fuck you don't.
No,
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to drop names. Like, would you fucking hard eye his shit? Like, you would absolutely not. No. Then you'll see what I'm saying. No.
No, but.
How did we get here?
Boundaries. Yeah. Boundaries.
Leave the man alone and his parents and his brother and stay away.
Start fucking new.
Yes. Make new friends.
Block it out.
You get on the dating sites.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And don't
worry about what the fuck he's doing, because
he's not about you.
And even if he goes back and starts fucking with that girl now, that's not your business no more.
Nope.
No.
And he's not about you. He's not for you.
No.
Fuck that.
Move on.
All right. We have one more. We have a few more, but this one is really long. Would you like to read it? I would like you to read it.
All right.
Sorry. Let me get to it. Yep. Here we go.
Hey, aunties, I've been toying with the idea of writing you guys, but after listening to so many stories and sharing in the laughter, emotions, and joy, reading other listeners' stories, I've realized that listening to you two really makes me feel less alone in my lived experience.
I'm going
to
grab that water.
I want water, too.
You want me to grab it real quick?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pause for a second. Hold on, guys, because I'm parched and this just didn't do it for me. Let me not lose my spot. Okay. I see where I am. How long have we been going? This is a good one. I'm not going to sing for y'all. So we're just going to sit here and have a little rest. This is our time to have a little rest. Close your eyes. Roll your neck a little bit. Mine cracks like that. We're just going to relax. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. In and out. Imagine yourself floating. You're floating, floating, floating all the way to us. Now you're here with us. You're coming down towards the floor. You're going to sit in the chair. You're floating. And you're going to be sitting in here with us, and we're going to read this together, and it's going to be so fun, and we're going to crack up laughing, and you're going to smell all the cigarette smoke, and you're going to hear the dogs barking, and you're going to say, why don't they shut up? She'll bring you a water too. We're going to have water, and she's going to have another smoke. I guarantee it. I bet you $500. That sounds like a vacuum. Relax, you're almost in your seat. You're going to sit in the black chair. We're going to move her purse and these cigarettes that came from the Philippines, and we're going to put them on the desk, and you're going to sit your little butt right in this black chair. If she don't come on, if she went in there and started vacuuming, I'm going to fight her. Get in this room. And then you're going to sit in your seat. What? I'm telling a story. I'm setting the scene.
Why did I open the fridge and the shelf on the door fell out? A can of Modelo fell down. Busted open. Bitch, I got beer dripping all over me like a fucking college frat whore.
We're recording, and you're going to sit in your cozy chair. No one told this bitch to fucking open the refrigerator for anything. So that's your ADHD detour, bringing us back our waters. Now you're going to sit down in your seat right here, and we're going to read this right in together. And she's going to sit down before I get mad. Sit back and lay your head back on the headrest.
I'm so smoke.
You stink like beer.
You smell it?
No, I'm just imagining. Your arm is shiny and wet with beer. Log in so I can read the fucking writing, please. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Wait till you hear the fucking story meditation I've been doing.
I hate you.
Okay. Okay. I religiously listened to HD after school drop off and on my way to pick up and occasionally keep y'all on while my 5-year-old is in the car. And he's always like, Mommy, what are you laughing about? Anyway, I was debating sending this message in as it's a tough topic, but a recent encounter just really wanted me to either vent to someone other than my husband or a friend and just anonymously put my message out there for anyone else feeling the same way. To attempt to keep this short, things shifted with my in-laws when I became a mother. Lots of stuff I didn't see as red flags before pregnancy really bothered me as my pregnancy progressed and I became a big time protective mama bear. Luckily, my husband's been on my side and is very understanding. To put it straight, my mother-in-law has a drinking problem, alcoholic if I'm being real, that no one talks about, and I can see how it determines her behavior. She also behaves like she sees my son as a do-over for her.
Oh.
My husband and I are hands-on with our son, and I don't feel comfortable yet with my son being alone or in a car with my mother-in-law because of the drinking and because I feel she doesn't respect me when it comes to not smoking around my son. I'm not judgmental about smoking, but I would have just liked the respect and the decision to smoke around my son to be up to my husband and I.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My in-laws smoked regularly in their house, and we lived with them before and when I was pregnant. My mother-in-law would also smoke in the car with me in there. I was afraid to speak up and went to my husband about it. My mother-in-law stopped smoking in the house begrudgingly, though she denied that if you asked her. One day when I was 39 weeks along, she came into our room and just smelled like alcohol. After my son was born, she constantly wanted to take over and one time seemed upset when she offered help, but I said I was okay, like gave me the dirtiest look. I just really wanted time with our son without people in my face all the time. I feel like I'm compassionate enough to know that she just wants time with her grandson, but no words can describe the desperation in her behavior. One day she came into our room and I just knew she was drunk and was fawning all over my son on our bed. One time at my sister-in-law's wedding, she took him out to the smoking area. At the end of the day, I'm aware she wanted to feel like an integral part of raising our son and at the same time does shit that does not make me comfortable as a mom. I'm a softy and see good sides in everyone and do feel bad when I share good moments with them. This is not how I envisioned things when I was pregnant, but I have a right to put my son's well-being first. We finally moved out when my son was 8 months old, and in hindsight, I acknowledge this was a decision we should have made from the beginning. It's their house. Things have moved on. Our son's in school and we occasionally let him hang out with grandma accompanied with my sister-in-law. Drinking is still there, still brushed under the rug. Recently, my mother-in-law pretty much ambushed at a children's party, telling me she and sister-in-law were worried because my husband doesn't always reply to their texts and she misses time with my husband and son. Mind you, this woman has my husband's location on her phone, refers to this detail and knowing his whereabouts in the conversation, and she can easily dial his number and call. I told her some of her concerns are all stuff I'm aware of and talked to my husband about, left the combo at that, and being me felt some guilt and said I'd talk to him. And meanwhile, she's blubbering and fawning all over my son from afar while he's playing at the party. Just for me, overall, weird boy mom behavior. Excuse me. When I talk to my husband later, he tells me that when he was talking to her, that he was talking to her, and then she just stops and goes, "You know you can tell me to fuck off," and almost left the party without acknowledging my husband almost like she's trying to be petty because of however she's feeling about not getting the attention she wants from my husband. Again, weird boy mom behavior.
Poor me.
The more I reflect on it, the more irritated I get. I'm sick and tired of always justifying to myself why it's healthier that I keep my distance while still fostering a relationship between my son and in-laws. No one in their family besides my husband really, besides my husband's really been on my side with this, not even my sister-in-law, and it's why to this day I'm not 100% comfortable around his family. I don't know if I should let go and give in to whatever the fuck she wants so she can shut up already. I don't know. Am I being unreasonable? Am I overthinking? Sorry this was so long. I love you guys. Free Palestine.
No, it's your husband's mom. Your husband needs to set that fucking boundary. Yeah, he has to
handle that. Because if you say something and if you try to address any part of it, you're going to become the bad guy. And I hate that you have to walk that delicate line with in-laws, especially mother-in-laws, but that's how it is. And it sounds like it's his attention and shit that she's wanting and that the issue is over. So he definitely has to handle it.
It has to be him. Yeah. It came to, like, Mark's dad and I used to get into it really bad. We don't talk to him. I haven't talked to him in years, but...
Her being bratty and shit, though, it's like...
When we did... I would, you know, I'm outspoken. I would say something all the time, but it got to a point where I was like, listen, this is your parent. Like, you have to set that fucking boundary. Mm-hmm. At this point, even though I'm the mother of your children, I'm the outsider causing trouble.
100%.
You have to fucking
otherwise, you're automatically the bad guy. It's like giving them a reason to make you the bad guy now. And she's,
yeah,
she's being bratty and shit. He has to handle that.
For sure.
You don't even have a spoon, so I don't know why you have that open.
I left it over there and I was trying to behave and not get it.
So close it. You're not putting your fingers in there. This bitch.
I stretched.
I'm going home.
But yeah, no, your husband has to do it. I don't think you're out of line, out of pocket, none of that.
And all of that is making
your fucking child.
Yeah, and if you want somebody to be like sober and not smoking around your baby and then they're being all extra clingy with your husband, like he needs to create that divide.
Bitch, I can remember when the girls were little and fucking I lost my mind because one of them was sick and had a fever. Mm-hmm. I think they were like 4 and Mark's parent had given them adult NyQuil. I was like,
how about
why are you doing that?
Don't give my kid medicine without adult talking to
medicine.
Me. How about no medicine?
Adult dose.
Unless you talk to me. Oh my fucking God.
I was like, take me there right now. We're going to get our kids. Like, oh my fucking God. Yeah. They're in danger.
Yeah.
You know, but when it's your kid, it's your fucking child. You don't have to justify shit. It's my fucking kid.
Right.
So tell your husband he has to do the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And fucking set that boundary.
It's your crazy mom. You fucking handle it.
100%. Yeah. Oh, I don't, you know, Mark's mom lives in the Philippines, so I have yet to have a in-person relationship with her. Yeah. I look forward to that, but I haven't had one so far.
The ones that I've had have not been joyous all the time. And
so I don't really have in-laws.
I've had lots of weird experiences. And like the few times I did speak up and shit, it was a problem. So like I always am like, have the fucking person's child talk to them.
My ex I was with many years ago previously for like 5.5 years. Him and his mother and I got along really well. Like I still talk to her. I adore her.
That's good.
That's been my only experience with
a mother-in-law.
A boy mom. Mm-hmm. And she was normal. You know, thankfully.
Yeah, good for you. Mine weren't, so. You know, anyway. And I mean, some, we ended up close, but like things were rocky in the beginning.
It took a long time.
Yeah. And it was, you know.
People are real protective of their fucking kids.
Yeah.
And we, remember last episode.
I don't,
mom,
I'm not. I don't know.
You're like, I hate mine right now.
I am, but like, I'm not gonna
condone shitty behavior.
I'm not gonna excuse it or hide it. I'm not gonna fuck it. I'm not gonna side with you if you're in the wrong. Like, I don't know. That's just not me. So
no, I would rather call you out and tell you.
And not even saying they did that, but I'm not like a overly fucking, I've experienced like jealousy and shit, and I'm never gonna be like
jealous of stinker's competing girlfriend
for stinker's attention or like get the fuck
you're
out of here.
You're jumping up and down.
I'm never gonna, I don't know. I get it. There are weird boy moms. I've experienced.
Yeah, you're
it.
Not one, thank God. Because no, I would tell you.
No.
I'd be like,
if anything,
creepy.
I want to get to know them and, like, you know, be nice to them. Because for God's sake, you're dealing with him. Like,
you're,
you know,
a fucking saint.
I feel sorry for you. I want to hug you.
I pity you.
Yeah. I want to hug you and tell you it'll be okay.
You're like, you're never fucking gonna be right. I hope you're okay with never, ever being right in your life ever again.
And I hope he's not
Jessica.
Yelling at you.
Richard's
Oh,
wife.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, same thing, though. Yeah. Sometimes I want to hug her. Like, girl.
No,
thank the Lord
she's
for
a
you.
Fucking saint.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, there's no refunds,
Couldn't
bitch.
Be me. Couldn't be
Marriage
me.
For life.
Yeah.
Yeah. No boy, mom.
Yeah. No weirdness.
Mm-mm. We have more, but I'll save them.
Yeah, I want to go home. It's dark
already
now.
Already fucking poured
it's not,
beer.
It wasn't dark when we started, and now it's dark.
No,
I,
you
I need
got
to go
here
home.
At 4.
Yeah, I'm going home now.
It's been a party.
Jesus Christ. Here, take your phone.
Don't act like you don't love us so much.
I'm about to go tell our husband that he's not to leave hard eyes nowhere, and I'm going
You're
home.
You're
going to
be like, log into your Instagram.
Let right. Me check Let me your check your activity. Activity. Yes. Let me do that real quick. Okay,
so
guys.
Funny. Okay.
Sign up for Patreon, please. Go comment on YouTube. Subscribe if you haven't already on YouTube. Share us, love us.
Leave us a review.
Never leave us.
Never leave us.
Yeah.
Or two thumbs down.
Yeah.
We're getting merch together. There'll be a post fucking next week. Please look for it.
Yeah.
Look, follow our Instagram if you don't as well.
Yep.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Don't be making them noises.
I'm
eating fucking...
cookie butter, crunchy cookie
no,
butter.
No, nobody wants to hear that.
You know Trader Joe's discontinued crunchy cookie butter?
What?